Colts going into Dallas, playing the Cowboys. Cowboys are red hot. Colts, not so much. This should be an interesting one. Back-to-back Colts showdown slates. That's not very fun, right? All right. Let's get into this. What is up, guys? Welcome to the Edge DFS. My name is Tyson Smith, joined by Ellie Hernandez. We're talking showdown as usual on DraftKings. Ellie, what's been going on with you, man? How you doing? We've been doing pretty good with NBA this week. I know you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Did a little heat check yesterday. Good to know it didn't quite work out. So I guess it wasn't on quite the heater that I thought I was. But, you know, at the same time, like, I think we're up pretty significantly over there right now. So,
yep.
I like it. It's fun, man.
Time to lose it all on this showdown slate. That's how we roll. All right. So what are your thoughts here, man? Like, the Colts, look, they're not the worst team. They have a pretty solid defense, you know, solid. But they're going up against the Cowboys, who are looking pretty good. They looked good last week, Thanksgiving. They've got this two-headed monster now with Zeke and Pollard. Who knows which one of those guys is going to go off? Spoiler alert, I'm going to be playing a lot of handcuffs with both of those guys for this matchup, especially considering Cowboys are 10.5 point favorites. We got to be careful not to overthink things too much. I know that you and I are trying to provide the audience like with some decent takes here, but just play the Cowboys, right? I mean, sprinkle in a few of the best Colts players like JT and Michael Pittman and some of this value on the tight end side, and then just focus on your four or potentially five man stacks for the Cowboys, right?
Yeah, man. You got an interim head coach on the other side of the ball. You got 10.5 points going to Dallas. Like, this is the NFL, man. Like, that's a lot. And Dallas has been, up kind of inconsistent throughout the year, but their defense has been pretty solid. Their defense has been really consistent, despite some of the struggles they've had offensively. So, it really isn't looking up to be a prime Indiana matchup here. So, good luck. I think we're going to have to just build heavily on Dallas.
Yeah, you're local to Indianapolis there. Anything that you're hearing, anything that maybe a local would know besides the fact that the team sucks ass?
Yeah, no, nobody really wants to talk about it right now. It's been pretty quiet out here. They're just, they're more saying, like, why couldn't we get flexed out of this? I don't necessarily want to watch my team get destroyed in prime time.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this game was flexed. Just simply because of Dallas. I mean, anybody that Dallas plays, they're gonna get viewership on it. Comment down below, guys. Let me know if anybody knows about the game that was flexed out of this. If it's actually better or not than this game, who knows? But at least we got some star power here. At least we got JT. At least we got a bunch of Cowboys guys like CeeDee Lamb, Pollard, Dak, Zeke. We got a lot of interesting guys here, and I think I have a solid core of players that I do want to make sure I get a lot of. But what jumps out to you here, -510 on the money line, a 27.5 point total for Dallas, only 17 for Indy. This is a 44.5 point total. We're in a dome. Maybe kickers have a little bit more viability. The interesting thing, what I've been crunching, man, is Maher at captain, apparently. That's where we're at. That's where we're at on the slate, is Maher, the kicker at captain, as getting a lot of ownership for me when I'm crunching a bunch. What do we think about that, man? That's pretty crazy. I'm not running I'm probably not going to run any defense or kicker at captain. I just don't want to do that. It just doesn't happen as much as people think it does.
Yeah. I think the optimizer just thinks that the slate's kind of predictable as well, right? Like, they're going to do that because they want to jam in as many of the optimal scores as they can. And, sometimes playing a kicker is how you're able to afford jamming in all the top tier dudes. But just looking at this, man, like, I don't know, nothing really sticks out. I kind of agree with everything. Might hit the over. I think that's definitely in play here. So, that might be interesting.
All right, let's get into our injuries.
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
So the real ones to talk about here is Michael Gallup is questionable. He was limited on practice on Friday. He's questionable. That's interesting. That could open up some value on the wide receiver side if he's out. So keep an eye on that. Obviously, keep your eye on things when inactives hit. We've also got on the other side of the ball, we got Jelani Woods at tight end. He's questionable. He did have a full practice on Friday, so who knows what that means. Did I say Jelani Smith or Jelani Woods? Jelani Woods. he had a good game last week on that showdown slate. I believe that was Monday night. So what jumps out to you here, man, like when it comes to DFS players that we can play, obviously those two guys are the key, but we got Trevon Diggs questionable. We've got some other guys that are questionable. So what are your thoughts here? What do we need to keep an eye on tonight?
I mean, obviously, if Trevon Diggs and some of these defenders don't end up playing, that opens up a little bit more of a competitive matchup here, I think. But I would expect everybody's pretty much good to go. They've been off since Thanksgiving, right? So these questionables might just be a little bit more out of safety than anything else. Again, just nothing too earth-shattering there to impact how I'm going to be building tonight.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this breakdown. Let's just get right into this because I want to get through the show relatively quick. Break it down. There's just not a whole lot to talk about here, man. There's just, you know what I mean? Like, let's just jump right into it. Dak Prescott, 10.2K. Matt Ryan, 9,200. By the way, guys, throw us a like if you wouldn't mind and subscribe. We're trying to reach that 1,000 subscriber goal. We really do appreciate you guys. And when we do hit 900 subscribers, which we're pretty close to that, we're going to give another $50 DK gift card away. So help us get to 800. Or 900, I'm sorry, on this show, and we'll give it away for tomorrow's show. All right, so what are your thoughts here, man? Matt Ryan is 9,200, sucks ass, not really doing well this year. I don't have much faith in him having, you know, one of these pretty good games. I think he's probably more likely to reach the 10 to 13 point fantasy point range than he is to get 20 points. So at 9,200, there's going to be a lot of guys I want to get to on the Dallas side. And I don't know that I want to put Matt Ryan and Jonathan Taylor Thomas together in a lineup necessarily. And I want a lot of, you know, there's going to be two-man stacks like crazy for me for Indy. So what do we think here, man? What are you doing with Matt Ryan? And do we have to play Dak Prescott in this game? Even if we put CD at captain, can we throw a couple running backs in the flex for Dallas and forget about Dak?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this is a realistic game where you might be able to fade both quarterbacks and probably end up with an optimal lineup. I don't know if that's the route I'm going to be taking. I think it's ballsy enough just to fade Matt Ryan, which is kind of where I'm leaning right now. So I'll probably want to get a decent amount of Dak Prescott. I don't know if I'm brave enough to fade both quarterbacks pretty consistently tonight. But look, Matt Ryan just hasn't been getting there for me. I don't know. And again, I don't expect that to consistently improve against the Cowboys tonight. This is their third game with their interim coach. So I don't expect it to get any better. I like Dak Prescott at captain a little bit, though, tonight. I think that can be interesting. He's projected for similar points to CeeDee Lamb at a decent discount. But again, there's nothing newsworthy there. I think he's going to be a pretty popular captain tonight, especially if he's looking to get close to those 20 points that he's consistently getting.
Yeah, if you look at Matt Ryan, some of Matt Ryan's best games, they're coming against the Raiders, Jacksonville. He did have a good game against Tennessee, but just not a whole lot going on for him this year. At one point, I mean, before they fired the coach, at one point his career with this team is done. Like, they were going to just bench him and put Sam Ellinger in. They fired the coach, and Jeff Saturday's like, screw this, let's use Matt Ryan, because I think Matt Ryan still gives you a better chance to win than Sam Ellinger. So I tend to agree with you. I don't think he's going to be super popular, but he might come in at over 30% owned, and that might just be a natural fade to me. He just doesn't make my lineups as much as the field, potentially. Let's go to running back here. Let's start with Indy. This will be easy. Jonathan Taylor's 10K. Play him. But here's the thing to talk about. He's $10,000. What are the chances that he just does not have the best of games in this particular matchup, especially considering the Cowboys are at home favored by 10.5? Does he just get schemed out of this if they're up by 2 or 3 touchdowns in the second half? Do we see less Jonathan Taylor and more Deion Jackson getting receptions out of the backfield? What do you think?
Look, honestly, I don't know. I do think that there's a world where you can potentially fade Jonathan Taylor just because of that game script. Now, the problem is I think it's because the defense is playing well, and I don't know if that gives Deion Jackson much of a boost. Now, if we think that he is going to get a bunch of, I think if he is going to get a bunch of, receptions in garbage time, you know, that's something that we might want to consider. But again, like at 4,600, I think I'm more comfortable just punting entirely. I might even play Zach Moss a little bit, one rush attempt. If he gets a reception or two, if it is a blowout, right, and he gets some fourth quarter run at $400, that's fine. So, look, man, play Jonathan Taylor. You can play him at captain, I think. Might be worth just playing him at captain and having him as your only Colts exposure and just running back with five Cowboys. So I think the way to look at this is I know he might get scripted out, but like you're going to have to get somebody from Indy. You have to play somebody from Indy. So you got to figure out, do you think it's if he's going to be the highest scorer versus points per dollar play, then you probably are going to have him just to cover your Indianapolis exposure.
Yeah. With JT, we know his upside. We know his volume. He's going to get a ton of rushing opportunities. But I do think that in a matchup like this, where you could get some garbage time receptions later in the game from a guy like Michael Pittman or one of these tight ends, I do think that choosing between Jonathan Taylor or Michael Pittman might be the best strategy. I don't know for sure, but to me, I'd rather get Jonathan Taylor or Michael Pittman and then one of these value tight ends probably from this team. That's just me. I think just thinking out loud, we'll figure it out more as we get to closer to building. But if you look at Cowboys defense, they're giving up 4.7 yards per carry. That's not great. So this could look like a halfway decent matchup for JT. The Cowboys defense, though, they did they held Saquon to 3.5 yards per carry last week. They pretty much shut him down. And then, of course, you obviously have the Cowboys defense. They're number one in sacks and number one in quarterback hits. So that just goes to show that I probably still I'm not liking Matt Ryan. Maybe I like Jonathan Taylor or Michael Pittman as that one or two Colts guys. And then you mentioned Deion Jackson at 4,600. I think it's worth a shot. I'm not super, super interested in him, and I don't think the field will be either. Let's go to the Cowboys side. So Tony Pollard's 8,200. Zeke Elliott's 7,800. Tony Pollard did not have the best of games on Thanksgiving. Zeke Elliott did. But look, if you look at Zeke Elliott, in my opinion, his ceiling is just much, much lower than Tony Pollard. So while I do think that Zeke is a decent captain option, I think that probably most likely I want Tony Pollard at captain more. And Zeke is a decent flex option, a very decent flex option. And I like having them together in this particular game script. But look, they're only $400 difference. I think you can just kind of rotate them out if you're not interested in playing them together. But Tony Pollard at 8,200, man, this is like almost a lock. Either like at least one of these guys need to be in every one of my lineups, in my opinion. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Look, I mean, 10.5 points is a lot, and Dak Prescott can still get there. They can go out to a quick lead, and then these guys will get a lot of volume. And I think your point about playing Tony Pollard at captain is probably pretty strong there, right? He is boom or bust. So if he has one of his big games, you're looking at 40 points, even 25 points at his price, 8,200, it's going to be enough to, probably end up as the optimal captain. But I think one thing that I'm pretty interested in here is finding a way to handcuff these guys and still get CD or even Gallup, man, he's priced nicely, but CD and Dak Prescott, you know what I mean? So, to your point, I think it means you're playing MPJ and or Jonathan Taylor and then punting somewhere else with a tight end or something. So
yeah,
I like both these guys. Probably won't be playing Malik Davis at all.
So the Colts defense actually isn't bad against the run. They're the 3.8 yards per carry allowed to running backs, which is very good. They also, we'll get to that when we get to the wide receivers, but they're also allowing only an 87 rating to wide receivers, which is top 10 in the NFL. So the matchup is actually pretty decent on paper, but if you get ahead and their passing game, if Dak is going off and throwing to CeeDee Lamb and Schultz and these guys, they're just not going to be able to stop both. I don't think they're going to be able to stop the pass game and the run game. So we'll see how that goes. But 8,200 and 7,200 for two guys that are going to get each potentially equal amounts of volume, but depending on how it goes. I'm super in on these guys. I'm going to have a lot of both of these guys for sure. All right, let's go to wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb is 10.8K. Michael Gallup is questionable. He's 6,400. If Michael Gallup is out, man, Noah Brown, that opens up the doors for him at 4,800 and also probably opens up the doors for a little bit more tight end action. So, look, first off, CeeDee Lamb, to me, I know he's going up against Stephon Gilmore, but you just can't stop a guy. You can't necessarily shut down CeeDee Lamb, especially if that run game gets going. He's going to be open. We saw on Thanksgiving, I mean, they threw him the ball like fucking 10 times in that first couple sequences. I mean, they wanted to get him involved. I think they'll do the same thing in this game. 10.8K, he's a huge, incredible captain option. I might lock him across the board. I think the chances of him being in the optimal are much higher than him not. So I'm going to take the chance and just play a lot of CeeDee Lamb. Do you agree with me on that? Hey, Ellie, you're muted. You're muted, bro. I'm assuming that he does agree.
All right, yes. Yeah, so my bad. Yes, I agree with you. I'm not even going to talk about CD. I'm going to be playing a shitload of him, a captain, lock him into flex. So probably be in every lineup. I am really interested in Michael Gallup. I want to know what happens. If he's out, Noah Brown becomes super interesting for me. But even without him, like, Noah Brown's been getting involved. Look, 4,800, I think Noah Brown's a very interesting play, right? I think he's better than what we were talking about, Dante Jackson, a second ago.
Yeah, Deion Jackson,
Deion Jackson. Oh, yeah, Dante's on Carolina. And then Michael Gallup, man, 6,400. I'm actually kind of interested in him at captain as well. I think that, there was a sequence there where he had like eight straight targets or some shit last week. So
they were looking at him. He had eight targets last week, five receptions, 63 yards. If he has a touchdown to that, he's breaking the slate. They were really getting him involved. If he's out, man, that volume's got to go somewhere. Those eight targets potentially got to go somewhere, probably to Noah Brown. What about Turpin and Tolbert? I'd have to think that Tolbert is going to be that, if Gallup is out, Tolbert will be the number four guy. He hasn't really gotten much run this year. So thoughts on these $200 guys, Turpin and Tolbert, probably Tolbert, right? That is if Gallup sits.
I'm not sure about Tolbert, man. I've got him a little bit of best ball, so I'm trying to keep an eye on him most of the season. It doesn't look like he's got the confidence there. At $200 though, if he's active, I won't mind taking a stab with him, with Gallup out. Turpin's where it gets a little interesting for me, just because, I do believe he'll get some run in punt return or kick return. $200, if he's going to be a four string receiver and have an opportunity to return a kick for a touchdown, I'll take him.
Let's go with indie wide receivers. Michael Pittman Jr., 9,600, decent price for him. On that Monday night slate, he was the optimal captain, which was interesting because I had a decent amount of him. And it just kind of out of nowhere, he just popped up as that optimal captain. So he's a great option, obviously, along with Jonathan Taylor. Paris Campbell, 5,200. Alec Pierce, 3,800. Ashton Doolin, 200. I don't know, man. What do we do with these guys? I think Alec Pierce has some nice upside. We've seen him kind of go off. But I'm not really interested in a lot of these guys here. This Paris Campbell, Pierce, Doolin. I'm not super interested in them. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree entirely. I think, you prioritize MPJ. He's going to be the guy. I think even like we saw last week, I think he's a fine captain play. He's really cheap, or he's cheap enough where you're going to have a little bit more flexibility. So I think you play MPJ. He's by far their best wide receiver. He's a possession guy too. He's not necessarily a top off the defense like CeeDee Lamb can do in addition to what he does. So he's a guy who's going to go out and get these, 10 receptions for 8-9 yards. So, that volume helps. Paris Campbell, again, 5,200. I think you can sprinkle him in if you think that Matt Ryan's going to be able to keep the Colts competitive. Otherwise, I'm just really not that interested in him. I think Alec Pierce is probably the guy that I'd be looking at a little bit here, just because he's going to be a little bit cheaper than the kickers. And, it's getting towards the end of the season where you brought in this young guy to be one of your core receivers. So maybe they start targeting him a little bit more. Just the last guy there, Ashton Doolin. $200, don't sleep on him. He's one of the guys that they could have in the slot and late in the third quarter when they're down by 20 points that just runs up the field for a touchdown. So that's a guy that can get lost. He's their little speed demon. Don't sleep on him. I think I'll have him in maybe one or two lineups. $200, it's not going to kill you with a zero.
Something to mention, Trevon Diggs, if he's active, he is questionable. But if he plays, he's going to be going up against Michael Pittman. So you know, who knows what your thoughts on that. But that means maybe Michael Pittman has more touchdown upside, potentially, like more big plays. You know, when you have a guy like that trying to pick off the ball every time, sometimes he'll give up those big plays. All right, let's go to tight ends here. Jelani Woods, 4,200, had a great game last week. You know, 17 fantasy points-ish last week, 9 targets, 8 receptions, 98 yards. Damn good game. Kyle Granson at 2,800, and then you got Mo Alie-Cox at 800. So if Jelani Woods plays, are you interested with him at that kicker price there at 4,200 as kind of your last piece if you're doing a more balanced build? Or, you know, who are you interested in here? I think all these guys are kind of in play, right? Just no matter whether or not Jelani Woods plays or not, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to say something kind of crazy here. I think you can handcuff these tight ends too. So like Woods and Mo Alie-Cox, Granson and Mo Alie-Cox. If you want to be real weird, you can even do Granson Woods. I think they're priced well enough and the volume is questionable enough that they could end up with a touchdown here in the end zone. Probably a little bit better on the Dallas side. But again, like we saw Jelani Woods get a lot of run the other night. And I think he's priced a little bit high because of the amount of just receptions that he had. I think just he didn't even have a touchdown, right? He just had a bunch of receptions and yards, and that's what got him in the optimal.
Yep.
So I think he's priced to get that kind of volume. I doubt he's going to. But look, man, even at 7-8 targets, I think he pays $4,200 off. But Mo Alie-Cox, $800, man, that's probably too cheap if he's active. And then Kyle Granson at Kylan Granson, $2,800. Again, I don't hate. You got to get off these kickers somehow to be a little bit different. They're both going to be 20-25% owned.
The tight end spot for this matchup, I think, is the key because I'm willing to play like 6 of these tight ends. You know, like not with extreme confidence, but like as dart throws, there's 6 dudes that I'm willing to play on this slate if Jelani Woods actually does play. Let's go to the other side here. This Dallas Cowboy tight end core on Thanksgiving absolutely went off. Dalton Schultz is 5,800. That's a super low price for him, man. We know he can catch 2 touchdowns. Clearly, he did it last week and we've seen him do it before. That's a great captain option for me, 5,800 for him. You got a guy like Peyton Hendershot at 1,800 and Jake Ferguson at 2,200. Ferguson looked good. He didn't have a touchdown last week on that Thanksgiving game, but he had a decent amount of receptions. He had that one play where he completely leaped over the defender. He had 8 fantasy points, I think, and he was $1,800. If you get a guy with 8 fantasy points at $1,800, that might be enough for you. And then Peyton Hendershot at $1,800 this week, he had a rushing touchdown. So you had 3 touchdowns and you had 3 dudes from this tight end core here that went off. And even a guy like Sean McKeon, I'm not interested in him, you know, right now because there's so much depth here, but $200. Look, I think all these tight ends, you got to try to get 2 of these guys in from each side of the ball, maybe one, at least one, right? So what do we do with these tight ends here? This is a showdown slate, man. We know how these tight ends can just pull off some random touchdowns and destroy the slate. All these dudes are going to be low owned.
Yeah, so I think the first thing to say here is Dalton Schultz, 5,800. I think he's a very interesting captain option. I wouldn't expect necessarily another 2 touchdown game, but he does have the upside to do it. And even if he does 4 receptions, 31 yards, and 1 touchdown in this game, it might be enough value if you think it's competitive enough or it's high scoring, you might be able to get Jonathan Taylor and Matt Ryan in with Dak Prescott and CeeDee. So it might give you enough flexibility to do some cool stuff. But look, I think you can stack Schultz and Ferguson. It's a weird tight end handcuff week, I think. You can play handcuff both sides, right, if you want to. They're cheap enough to get some exposure to them. I doubt we're going to have 3 total tight end touchdowns in this one group again. But – one or two is enough to make this pay off, especially at 2,200 and 1,800 for Hendershot and Ferguson.
Yeah, keep your eyes on Hendershot and Ferguson. They really like to use these guys. They run a lot of 2 tight end sets, especially in a game where potentially you're going to see a lot of running in the second half. Hendershot, Ferguson, Schultz, one of these guys can slip out for a random big play or a random touchdown. That can absolutely happen. All right, so let's go to our kickers and defense here. We're moving along. Brett Maher, 4,400. Like I said, he's popping in the optimizers for whatever reason. He's like a full 3 or 4 points higher median projection than Chase McLaughlin. I don't know how they're how they're doing that. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, Brett Maher at 4,400 is projected for about 9 fantasy points. He's going to make it into 100% of your lineups almost if you just click optimize. And the ownership difference is almost double between McLaughlin and Maher. I don't really see it. I mean, I know Maher's not bad. Let's look at his numbers here. He's got a 22-point game, 11, 16, 12, 12. So, yes, he can get you there. But it all depends on the game script. It's so hard to project and predict what these kickers are going to do. What do we do here, man? Brett Maher seems to me like kind of a natural fade. Even though he's projecting well, he's going to be 30% owned potentially. Do I just say, screw it, I'm going to go half the field on him?
I don't know. I think you kind of just make sure you're not above the field, right? I think you kind of just let the optimizer do its work tonight, right? I think you, at 4,400, you're going to have to get some exposure to him. The Cowboys are going to be likely to take their points when they're in scoring position. They're expected to be up by 10. So he could easily just have like 4 or 5 just bullshit field goals. You know what I mean? So I don't know if you necessarily want to fade him. I'll keep it simple for the kickers. Probably don't need both, but you probably are going to need one. And they're both priced enough that priced fine that you can switch off of them for some of these tight ends or whatever. Do something weird with the handcuff so you don't have to split with 150 other people because the kickers were 30% owned.
Yeah. It's always one of these things with kickers is damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you got a lot of kickers, if you got, you know, 25-30% each of these kickers and there's just they don't go off. Well, now, I mean, in theory, you know, I know there's some overlap where maybe you have a 2-kicker lineup, but you know, half of your lineups are done for almost. So that's what scares me. I just don't trust these kickers that much. But I'm gonna have to be with the field at least because Maher gets you three long field goals, you're screwed if you don't have him. Defense. Cowboys defense is 6,200. They're gonna probably be pretty popular, and I promise you there's gonna be a bunch of people playing him at captain. 6,200 for a defense. I know that the Colts are not good, and I know that Cowboys get a lot of sacks, they can cause a lot of turnovers. I don't, you know, if you see a defensive touchdown in this game, Cowboys probably going to be in the optimal, but you're going to need a defensive touchdown. Either that, or you're going to need like 8 sacks and a field goal given up. You know, at 6,200, yep, there's a lot of guys in that range that I'd rather just play instead, but they're projecting well. The Cowboys defense is their median projections coming in right around what the kicker is at 9K, or I'm sorry, at 9, around 9 fantasy points. So what do we do here, man? Are you interested in defense? This is a lower total. The Colts aren't a good offense. What do we think about Cowboys defense here?
I mean, there's just – if we're looking at people in their price range, there's just a bunch of people projected higher than them. I think you play the defense so that you can have that early screenshot. That's pretty much all that is.
Yeah.
It's very possible they only give up 3 points and they score a touchdown, but – at 6,400, and what will probably be 25-35% ownership, it's just, you know, if they don't go off, then we're automatically in the top 60-70%.
Yeah. And you're,
I don't
you're,
like them.
I think you're going to need something big to happen. You're going to need a kickoff return. You know, you're going to need some big touchdown from them to pay that 6,200 off. I'd rather just risk it and not play them. That's just my opinion. But it is risky. I will admit that. All right, let's go to our crown their ass segment. We're going to talk about our favorite captains here.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
So, Ellie, you're going with CeeDee Lamb. I agree with you. I'll probably have the most CeeDee Lamb exposure. But we got to talk about Zeke and Tony Pollard here. I think Pollard is the better captain option between Zeke and him. But I like both of these guys. I like getting exposure to both of them. If I had to bet here, I'd say that there's going to be probably at least 2 touchdowns that come from this backfield. So what are your thoughts on these, and what other guys are you interested in?
Look, I think Pollard is probably my second favorite captain. I don't know if you need Zeke necessarily a captain, but it's possible, man. But I think the handcuff there that you got showed is pretty nice. Other guys that I'm interested in, Dak Prescott is interesting. Jonathan Taylor, I think he's still going to be pretty chalky a captain despite what's going on. But I think Jonathan Taylor is an interesting captain. MPJ, and then probably Dalton Schultz. I'm glad I narrowed it down for all our viewers watching. but look, I don't mind getting a little bit of exposure to some of these guys. You don't need to be crazy. I think we're going to be pretty concentrated at CD, Dak, and JT, that if you could probably just run a couple lineups with these other guys and be fine.
If you're doing a handful of lineups, you know, you're going to need exposure to, you know, maybe 5-6 captains probably. If you're doing 150 max, if you're doing a couple 20 maxes, you're going to want to spread yourself out. That's at least my opinion. That's how I'm going to do it. But what are your thoughts on a single entry / cash captain? Is it Dak Prescott? Do you think that's the safest play? Do you think Lamb is the safest play with the PPR? I mean, we saw it the other day with Stephon Diggs. There were a lot of great options, but at the end of the day, Stephon Diggs, he caught the most balls and he had a touchdown, and that was all you really needed. So do you think Lamb is the best option for like a single entry or cash game?
Yeah, probably. It's just so hard to overcome the volume. If it was a more like boomer bust type receiver where he was getting 4 or 5 receptions for 2 touchdowns, that would be easier to just run with Dak Prescott or JT a captain. But that's not how it works. He's getting, you know, anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 targets a game. So it's just too much volume. I think CD Lamb is probably the optimal cash captain.
All right, let's get to our fades.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Ellie, you're going to fade Matt Ryan. By fading Matt Ryan, are you unchecking him or are you just going to be under the field on him?
I'm going to be severely under the field. I might actually uncheck him and then just intentionally hand build a couple lineups in a bigger contest or whatever to hedge or something. I don't know. I'm just not feeling him tonight. I have a feeling this is going to be a pretty gross game.
Yeah, I'm not super excited about this game just because there's so many weird things that can happen in a game like this. And we've seen it. I know as we're getting later in the year, maybe we're starting to see the teams that are supposed to win. But we on these showdown slates, you just don't know. I mean, the Colts could come out hot, playing without any real worries, just come out without any pressure, and keep this a close game. I don't know. So that's what really worries me. On paper, of course, I don't want to play a ton of Colts players. I don't want any 4-man stacks with Colts. But as I say that, of course, you know, tomorrow we'll be on the show and we'll be talking about how, oh, the Colts put up 24 points. You know, if that's the case and they spread it out, you're going to have to be more spread out in this game. So I'm not super loving this matchup, to be honest. Let's get to our lineup builds here. Let's pop over here. We appreciate you guys. Throw us a like if you can. Let's get to 50 likes for this. We would appreciate that. We are trying to reach that 1,000 subscriber mark. We got about 70 to 80% of the people watching here on a Sunday are most likely going to be not subscribers. So help us out. Click that subscribe button. We really do appreciate it. Speaking of clicking a button, let me just click optimize and see what happens. This is going to be gross. All right. You ready? Just be prepared. Brett Maher, captain. Chase McLaughlin in the flex. Tony Pollard, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott. 2 kickers, 1 at captain. Nah, I'm good. No thanks. Let's build our own lineup here. So let's start with CeeDee Lamb since he's the most expensive player on the slate. Let's pair him with Dak Prescott. Let's put in... Now, this is where we got to make a decision. We can put in Jonathan Taylor, or maybe we go Michael Pittman and save $400. They're right around the same price, so you can kind of swap them out. Who do you want to go with here?
Let's build a cash lineup or single entry first. So let's go with Jonathan Taylor.
Okay. So we'll try to be as chalky as we can here with this. We probably want to get a kicker right off the bat, don't you think? Do you want to go with Maher?
Yeah, throw in Maher.
All right, so that leaves us with 9,200. I absolutely want to get either Pollard or Zeke. So in this situation, let's go with Pollard. And then let's go with a value here. Like, do you want to go with Mo Alley Cox?
Yeah, I think Mo Alley Cox is fine. I mean, honestly, even Zach Moss or Doolin, I don't know necessarily for cash. Yeah. That's kind of getting a little risky. But a zero there, I think is fine. I mean, CD could end up with just insane volume.
Well, let's
take care of it all.
Yeah, but let's talk about this. So, you know, with single entry and cash, if you're punting with an $800 guy, that you really only need to get a couple catches. You don't necessarily need him to have a ceiling game. But by playing this $800 guy, we're able to fit in Lamb, Prescott, Taylor, and Pollard. We can't do that without doing that. So I'd rather just take a zero and get all the volume from these other dudes. And I still feel like you have a high floor, and I still think you have a high ceiling. If Mo Alie-Cox does catch that touchdown in a single entry, you're crushing. So you know what I mean? Like, it is very interesting to start thinking, especially with NBA. We've been doing a lot of NBA, and you know, the cash plays, the high owned guys in tournaments are usually not even, you know, it's so shifted. The players are so smart that they're just not even playing these guys in these single entries anymore. So do you know what I'm saying here? Am I making sense with this?
Yeah. And look, just to kind of cap that off, this lineup is still only 1 point less than the optimal projected. So I feel much safer with this lineup, right? We still have Maher, but I don't have to worry about him being the optimal captain at this rate.
Yeah.
And I don't have both kickers, which is fine too.
All right. So now that we built a sort of cash lineup, let's build a fun lineup. That's not as safe. I do think that's a good tournament lineup and a good cash-ish lineup. But where do we want to go here? You want to put Pittman in and see what that does for us?
Yes.
All right, let's try Pittman, and let's grab our other Colts player. Who do you want to grab here? I mean, let's talk about this for a second. If we wanted to get crazy, could you do Taylor and Pittman? I guess you could. Nothing stopping us. We got to fade one of the running backs, right?
I actually like this. This is a good build. I mean, and then look, I wouldn't normally run a 3-3, but this would be one where I'd be fine punting with like Mo Alie-Cox. What does that leave us with? Like 3,200?
3,200. Or look, you can do what we talked about here, man. You can go with the Jake Ferguson. And I mean, shit, you could do Ferguson and Hendershot. Don't know if I want to do that, but you could throw Mo Alie-Cox and Ferguson or something in this lineup. It's kind of risky, but that's what we're going for, you know?
And, throw in Kylan Granson.
Kylan Granson. Yeah, exactly. This is exactly what we talked about in the tight end section. Now you can throw in Mo Alie-Cox, which I don't know that I would necessarily do that. So that does, if you play Granson, that does kind of keep you from playing, you know, one of the other Cowboys side of things. But we can't do Schultz. We can't do, so you're gonna have to punt twice basically with this sort of build. Let's pull out Jonathan Taylor. Let's put in somebody else. You want to go mid-range wide receiver here, since we got Dak, we got CD at captain. Do you want to go Noah Brown at 4,800 here? You want to try that?
Yeah, throw in Noah Brown.
Or we can do Schultz. I mean, either one. There's a little bit of a price difference, but let's start with Brown. So 9,200.
And then do Chase McLaughlin. Let's just do the kicker and see what we got.
5,200. So that's Paris Campbell, Deion Jackson, or Maher. Not super interested in that.
What about going down to what about playing Alec Pierce then at 3,800?
Alec Pierce, 5,400. You're in that same range.
Didn't give us anything.
Yeah, you're in that same range, unfortunately. That's why I think that guys like Noah Brown and these mid-range, like the $5,000 to $6,000 guys, might not be as popular. Let's do this. Let's throw in Pollard here. And let's punt right off the bat. Let's punt with, like, Ferguson. You could put any of these guys, any of these tight ends in here. And that's 3,600. Man, maybe we go down to Hendershot and get a kicker here. Chase McLaughlin. What do you think about that? That's a 4-2. Pittman and McLaughlin with CeeDee Lamb at captain, Prescott, Pollard, Hendershot. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not terrible. I'd play it.
All right, let's move on to another captain here. Who do you want to do?
Let's do a Dak Prescott captain.
All right, Dak Prescott. Let's put CD with him, obviously. Jonathan Taylor or MPJ.
Let's throw in both and see what the difference is.
All right. Let's see. So 4,300. This is we're kind of screwed again.
You want to throw in Hendershot? What does that give us?
2,500.
Still double punts in.
Yeah, Hendershot, Ferguson. Hendershot.
Pretty similar to the
CD
builds.
Let's get rid of Michael Pittman here. Let's keep Taylor. Let's go with let's do a 4-2 here. Let's put in one more pass catcher. So let's go Dalton Schultz here. You could also do Gallup. You could do Noah Brown, obviously, depending on what the situation with Gallup is. That leaves us 8,100. Can we get Zeke here? Is there a $200 guy that we'd be willing to play? $300?
Tolbert, Doolin. I'll throw in Doolin.
Doolin, Zach Moss. Well, Zach Moss is 400. Doolin. I mean, this is a straight up, you know, this is risky. But you're really only punting with Doolin, and Dak Prescott probably be the highest owned captain, so you're going to need to do something weird like this to get different.
You want to try something real quick? Instead of Schultz, throw in Jelani Woods.
Okay. Woods, do you want to go? Okay, so 1,800. Can we afford to go with Pollard here instead? I guess we could. Well, or you can do. Well, hang on a second. So. You could do Zeke, and then you could do Hendershot. That's like literally all the salary almost. Or just go down to, you know, or you could pay up to Tony Pollard, and what does that leave us? $1,500. That only gets us Mo Alie-Cox. So that's a 3-3 there. It's okay, I guess. What are your thoughts?
All right. It's okay. I'd probably play it. What about coming down from Woods to Alec Pierce?
Okay. That could help.
Yeah, it's still the same thing. You can at least get to Hendershot.
You can at least get to Hendershot. I like that. So now we got Jonathan Taylor, Alec Pierce, Prescott a captain, along with CeeDee Lamb, Pollard, and Hendershot. That's pretty nice. That's a pretty nice build. Tournament build, obviously. All right, who do you want to build with next? Let's do one more build.
Let's run Tony Pollard.
All right, Tony Pollard. Oops, get rid of him. Tony Pollard, captain. Where do we want to go now? You want to put Dak and CeeDee with him?
Dak, CeeDee, Zeke.
Let's do it, bro. 8,900, so we can't do really anything with the Colts.
All right. Pull out Zeke then and throw in MPJ.
All right. 7,100 for two spots. Do you want to grab Maher? Do you want to grab Chase McLaughlin? What do you think? Or do you want to just immediately punt down to a Mo Alie?
Yeah, let's punt. Let's absolutely throw in. Let's throw in Jake Ferguson. Let's just do Ferg. That. I think that should give us enough to do something nice.
All right, Ferg, Hendershot, any of these guys. 4,900. That gets us something. That gets us Noah Brown, potentially. That's a 5-1. So maybe we want to find a guy like Deion Jackson here as a punt, or just go all the way down to Chase McLaughlin as your second Colts player. Not terrible.
Super exciting.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, this particular matchup, there's not a... Like, there is value, but I'm not super excited about any of the value. How many lineups are you going to play tonight, do you think, now that we've fucked around for a bit?
I'll say probably, like 10 right now, but by the time we get to lock, I'll have maxed entered all the 20 max contests.
Yeah,
so,
of course. I'm sitting here saying... I only want to do a single entry. I'll end up with, you know, 300 freaking lineups, of course. Life of a degenerate. All right, Ellie, talk to him about the Discord, man. We want to open that up. It's obviously free for people, and any news that's going to come out tonight, we're going to need to interpret that news. So talk to him about the Discord.
Yeah, guys, go ahead and join the Discord. We'll be posting inactives about an hour before the game. I think they come around 6:50 Eastern. And obviously, we'll be providing more information as we get close to lock. Chop it up, talk shit, whatever. We open it up in there. It's fun. We talk other sports. We got NBA going in there. That's where we're providing most of our NBA help right now. So if you got questions, come hit us up, guys.
What is your score prediction, and who's your low-owned guy that can score?
score prediction, 27-17. I think I've chosen that like the past 16 weeks. or it's only week 13. All right. Low owned player that can score a touchdown. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to say, I'm going with Hendershot here. He paid off for me last week. I know it was a rushing touchdown, but hey, it still counts. I'm going with Hendershot again. And I'm going to say 35-14 Cowboys. Blow them out. Zeke and Pollard each get a touchdown.
Ashton Doolin.
All right, we will see you guys for Monday night. Throw us a like on the way out. Let's get to 50 likes. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you for Monday night.